Well, hello there, and welcome to another episode of Real Estate Investing with Jay Connor. I'm your host, Jay Connor, also known as the Private Money Authority. And what do we do here on the show? Well, we talk all things real estate. We talk about how to find deals, how to fund deals, how to sell properties fast, how to automate your business. And we talk about all kinds of real estate. We talk about single family houses, commercial properties, multifamily, land deals, self-storage, and you name it, we talk about it. Well, if you've been tuning into the show since we launched back in 2018, you know that I have amazing guests here on the show. Today is no exception, but before I introduce you to my special guest, what is it about private money? Why am I known as the Private Money Authority? Well, back when I started investing in single family houses back in 2003 here in Eastern North Carolina, the first 6 years I relied on local banks and mortgage companies to fund my deals. And I got cut off like the rest of the world did in January of 2009. It's at that time I was introduced and learned about private money. And since that time, and by the way, I'm not talking about hard money, I'm talking about private money. Doing business with individuals, human beings, borrowing money from their investment capital or their retirement accounts by using self-directed IRAs. Well, since that time of starting to use private money back in 2009, I have not missed out on a deal because I did not have the funding. You know, we can talk about terms and creative financing all we want to, but at the end of the day, most sellers are going to require all the cash. And so when you got money sitting on the shelf, you don't have to worry about missing out on deals. And my special guest today, that's going to be a big part of our topic to talk about today, and that's private money. Again, before I introduce him, while we're on the topic of private money, I've got a free invitation and gift for all of my viewers and listeners. And that is, I just launched what's called the Private Money Academy membership. And I have got a free 30 days for you to take advantage of that and access. You get me twice a month live with coaching and training and talking about private money and all aspects of real estate investing. And so if you'd like to check out the membership and come check it out for free for a full 30 days, you can get on over to www.jayconner.com/trial. That's www.jayconner.com/trial, T-R-I-A-L. Well, today, my special guest is a very, very good friend. We've known each other for quite a while now, and I've invited him to come on the show today, and we're going to be talking about deals chasing you. Isn't that pretty cool when the deals are chasing you? You're not having to chase them. Or also, as I said, we're going to be talking about private money. Well, as you probably know, when it comes to residential real estate, well, most successful real estate investors are going to tell you that 80% of their time is focused on two things. In fact, these two things are the most common two questions that I get asked when I'm doing training, and that is, Jay, how do I find deals and how do I get my deals funded? Where do I find the deals? Where do I get the money? Well, it's no secret. Motivated seller leads are, yes, the lifeblood of your business. I tell my coaching students and clients all the time, unless you've got consistent deal flow, motivated sellers coming into your pipeline and your funnel all the time, every day, you are not in business. So, and in addition to that, if you are investing in a highly competitive market, with a lot of flippers and a lot of wholesalers, well, competition for the seller leads, everybody's just fighting over those leads. Well, that means that generating motivated seller leads is really the main major part of the equation. You see, you also have got to convince those leads to choose you over doing business with your competition. Now, in addition to that, when it comes to raising private money, well, a lot of lenders, especially new private lenders, they can be concerned about picking the right real estate investor to do business with over the right deal. So the question is, Believe it or not, the man himself, Robert Kiyosaki, and my guest was presented with the 2019 Industry Innovator of the Year Award. In addition to that, he's fueled by his passion for real estate, and he's still a teacher at heart, right? He teaches, he coaches, and today he's going on my show to share a strategy that's working right now in some of the most competitive real estate markets across the country. And this strategy is, yes, transforming ordinary real estate investors into being a trusted expert in the eyes of motivated sellers and, one of my favorite subjects and topics, private lenders. So with that, my good friend, Max Keller, welcome to the show.
All right. Hey, glad to be here.
I'm glad to have you, Max. And tell everybody, where are you coming from today? Where do you hail from?
Yeah, Fort Worth, Texas. So, you know, in between Dallas and Fort Worth, and starting to cool down and things are going well.
Well, here's where I want to start. We're going to be talking about deals chasing you. We're going to be talking about private money. But before we jump in, Max, I want people to hear your story because you've got quite the fascinating story. I mean, you know, you had some of the same frustrations, challenges, and obstacles that a lot of real estate investors, you know, have faced out there. And that is looking for and chasing motivated sellers. And, you know, it's something that all real estate investors at one time or another, particularly when they were starting out, can relate to. So we want to hear your story. Tell us about from math teacher to becoming a trusted expert in this lucrative house buying business.
Sure. Yeah. Awesome. So, you know, it's 2017. We'll like transport there and things are going okay. You know, I flipped nearly 100 houses and, you know, I'm making money, but I'm getting the feeling like, you know, I'm only as good as my next deal. I'm in a very competitive market, you know, the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I need a lot of leads to run my business. And if I don't, you know, have leads for my business, then I don't have any deals. So, you know, no deals, no business. You know, I'm going back to being a teacher. So I knew that, you know, leads were motivated seller leads, especially with True Motivation, was the lifeblood of my business. And, you know, Jay, in a probably a 2-3 hour span or 2-3 years, I had tried nearly everything. You know, I had tried, different websites, bandit signs. I tried, you know, cold calling. I had people in the Philippines cold calling, you know, yellow letters, every list that I could find. So I worked, you know, pre-foreclosure, vacant properties, tax, delinquent, on and on and on. And, you know, all these things worked, but they were very unpredictable. And I felt like there was a lot of waste. And at the time it wasn't deals chasing you. You know, that's what happened now. It was the total opposite. I felt like I was chasing people. And so I wanted to fix this. I wanted to solve it. So, you know, it didn't actually take very long to figure out what the problem was. You know, Jay, the problem was I was basically sending out the same messages and the same mail to all the motivated sellers on these lists that all the other investors, you know, were sending out to. So I was basically, you know, another investor in the stack of mail. Sometimes they would pick me, you know, sometimes they wouldn't. And when they didn't pick me, usually it was because it was either a newer investor that was overpaying or maybe it was a hedge fund. And so, you know, I'm glad I didn't get into that trap of paying too much for deals, because that's, you know, definitely a way that you can go out of business quickly. But I needed to, you know, I needed to buy deals and I needed to play the game in order to, you know, to win. And so I just kind of kept sending out more of the same thing that wasn't working as well. And my return on my marketing investment just kept going down and just kind of kept getting lower. And so, you know, back then it felt like a total grind and I really didn't feel like it was that sustainable. And, you know, the whole reason that I left teaching was because I wanted, you know, more than just a grind. I wanted to get more out of life. I wanted to do big things with my family. And so I went on this quest to find a better way. And I didn't want to continue the way that I was going any further. And it took me on this really, really unexpected journey. What happened was, I made a list of all the deals that I had done up to that point, and I was looking for the deals that met these three conditions. So they were, the deals had to be profitable. They had to be the type where the seller didn't resist my offer. So they were really open to what I was doing. I was like the consultant. And they had to be fun. You know, I didn't want to, this is my home buying company, Save Your Home Buyers. And, you know, I wanted to have fun. I wanted to help people and I wanted to make money. So there was kind of good and bad news. The good news was, I'll go with the bad news first. The bad news was, is that most of my deals that I had done up to that point did not meet all three criteria. The good news was, is that when I did see the few deals that met all three of those, they were all, they all had the same pattern. And it was, they weren't just motivated sellers, they were senior homeowners. And so I went on this quest to find senior homeowners. Something kind of unexpected happened again. And then that's how it turned into, you know, having a new tool for private money lenders too. So if it's okay with you, if we have time, let me break down what happened with the motivated sellers and then how it transitioned to this discovery I made in the private lending space. Is that okay with you?
Sure. Please tell us about it.
Yeah. So essentially what happened was I was like, okay, these are the motivated seller. Cause you know, I mean, you know this well as anybody, Jay. I mean, you have to have a deal in order to have a private money or hard money or a money problem. You know, if you don't have any deal, so it starts with the deal. So that's what I was doing. I was starting with the deal. And I saw this group of folks, seniors, that were awesome. You know, so I was like, how do I get more of them? So I go and look at what list they were on. And what I found is that they didn't fit the typical motivated seller, like buy box or category. So they weren't, you know, they weren't in pre-foreclosure. A lot of them didn't even have mortgages. You know, it wasn't a vacant house. It wasn't a tired landlord. A lot of the houses actually were in good shape. They just needed like cosmetic updating. And so I was wholesaling these houses and flipping them for really good profits. And I was like, okay, well, if I didn't get them from a list, where did I get them? And I found that most of the folks actually came by accident. Either they got my postcard by mistake, or I was trying to buy a house in the neighborhood, or I was rehabbing a house in the neighborhood, or a referral. And I was like, okay, well, how do I get more of these folks now that I know who they are? And why are they, most importantly, why are they picking me? So I called one of the sellers. It wasn't actually the seller. She was in assisted living facility, but I called her son because I remember this particular deal. I had an offer out. There were other investors they were looking at. And one of the investors made an offer that was like 10 grand more than mine. So this was 6 months after the deal closed. They went with me. And at the time I didn't make a big deal of it because I didn't want to blow the deal up. But after the fact, I called up the son. I said, hey, you know, I'm Max, you know, Save Your Home Buyers. Do you remember me? And he's like, oh yeah, I remember you. I said, hey, at the time, you had said like you had gotten a higher offer. I was just wondering, like, I'm glad you picked me, but why did you go with me and not the higher offer? And he said, you know, Max, when we worked with you, you know, there we trusted you, number one. So trust is really key. Trust is like the key to marketing. And I'm going to teach a couple things around that, you know, later on and give your audience a free gift that they can use to build trust because it's huge. He said, you know, when I was working with you, there wasn't pressure. You know, the other place was offering more, but they were just kind of like, you know, when are you going to hurry up and sign? When are you going to move out of the house? And he felt like I genuinely cared, you know, and I did. You know, that was a huge, huge eye opener. Like you had mentioned earlier, Jay, you know, I was a teacher. So I was at these folks' homes. I was teaching. I was trying to help them. I was trying to help the families. And, you know, I had a really close relationship with my grandma. I took care of her for 15 years of the last 15 years of her life. And she helped take care of me when I was little. So, you know, so I had that bond. And I felt like when I was going over to these folks' homes, you know, it was like I was working with my grandma. So I knew this is who I wanted to work with. I knew why they're picking me. But the problem is I couldn't find a really scalable way to do this because I'm in these folks' living room sometimes for 2 to 4 hours, you know, and I had another gentleman who's helping me buy houses and, you know, we're explaining all these details because these folks, there's a huge education gap and there's a huge education gap right now for private money lenders too. And I'm going to share what we're doing about that. But wherever there's huge education gaps, I learned this being a school teacher, it's a huge opportunity. Because if you can be the person to fill that education gap, then that person, that student, that motivated seller, that private lender, you know, really is appreciative of what you're doing. And they, you know, reward you with the business. And so I remember it very distinctly. I went to, I was at a home. I was buying it in the evening, and it was myself, the mom who lived there by herself, and the daughter. She was probably like in her early 60s. And the daughter was like, you know, Max, you've like helped our family out a ton. I actually helped the family find a place for their mom to live, an assisted living facility. And she said, you know, you've like helped us out tremendously. Why don't you, have you ever thought about writing a book about all the stuff that you know? And I was laughing. I was like, no, I don't think so. You know, I'm a house buyer. I'm not a writer. And I went back to my car and I thought about it and I was like, you know, that's actually a pretty good idea. I had spent a lot of time learning about senior housing because I was noticing my seniors, even when I would teach them what to do with their house, you know, they still had other things they needed to know before they could move. So I would go and learn and you know, start talking to people at these facilities and read online and just do my research. And I was like, you know, I noticed the more I learned, the more I could help my prospect, the more, you know, they appreciated me. And it was like setting me apart, you know, I'd say 95% from my competition. So I was like, okay, this is a way with a book that I could take this to the next level. So that's what I did. I basically just sat down. I wrote down a list of all the questions that I keep, you know, getting asked in, you know, folks' living rooms, and then wrote the pros and the cons of different options. And that was my first book, Home to Home, the Step-by-Step Senior Housing Guide. And I just printed out 100 copies of the book. I started giving it away. And, you know, what it did, Jay, is the book became my my new business card. But it became a lot more than that. You know, it also became my new credibility piece. Now I would give people my book and I would have just like instant credibility. I would have, you know, instant trust with that motivated seller. And I was really positioned as the senior housing expert. And so to make a long story short, I used the book. It's been an amazing way to generate deal flow. How private lending got into the mix is that was around the same time that I started making the transition from hard money to private money. And when I was reaching out to private money lenders at first, it was a lot of, you know, just a little background about me. I'm doing, you know, 3 to 4 deals a month at this stage. And, you know, I need to get these deals funded for short term and for long term stuff. I'm reaching kind of my limit at the community banks that I had been using. So I went to hard money and it's very expensive. And so when I started reaching out to the private money lenders, you know, they saw me as a deal maker, but I was pitching, you know, my deal to them and I was showing them my deal and why it was a good deal or not a good deal. And sometimes they would be really excited about it, but then sometimes they'd look at me crazy because the house is in rough shape. It's not the kind of neighborhood that maybe the private money lender would, you know, want to live in. And so I was getting mixed results. And so, around that time, you know, fast forward about 18 months later, the book system that we use for private money lenders got an award at a real estate conference, and Robert Kiyosaki was there to give me the award, and I gave him a copy of my book, and it was a really, really cool moment. And a gentleman in Houston named Brant Phillips had been doing the exact same thing with his private money book that I was doing with my motivated seller book. He was a police officer. You know, I think people who work in public service, you know, they do it more than just for the money, you know. And so he had taken all the questions that his private money lenders had asked him about and, you know, did the same thing and wrote out pros and cons. And he was using it to source private money in Houston. And so he called me and we met through a mutual friend, somebody you know very well. And we connected, and now that's part of our licensed content that we have. So, you know, originally when I made my motivated seller book, when my partner Brant made his book for private lending, we never intended for anybody else to use it. And you know, later on, I'll kind of share some of the ways that we work with you know, real estate investors and how we help them, whether it's deals or dollars, build more of that trust and that credibility, you know, so their prospects see them differently. But that's, in a nutshell, that's really kind of how it all happened.
Well, you know, some people don't really feel all that comfortable or really that confident in putting themselves out there as an expert or referring to themselves as an expert.
Right.
So, you know, from the standpoint of somebody selling their house,
right,
or from the standpoint of a private lender loaning money out, in their mind, really, what is it that qualifies somebody to be an expert?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, so, you know, people who are committed to being an educator and an advocate for someone else, that's truly what an expert is. It's, you know, that's actually a requirement that we have for our students that we don't bend on. You know, it's, being an expert is not a way for, you know, shady, you know, people, real estate investors to, you know, take advantage of people. It's really about, it's not about celebrity. It's not about, when people hear the word expert, a lot of times they think, oh, well, you know, they think about people like Robert Kiyosaki, or they think about people who have done thousands of deals, and they're like, oh, I'm not at that level. You know, it's an expert is not something that a title that we put on ourselves. An expert is something that our prospects see us as. And it's really about being an educator, being an advocate, and most importantly, putting yourself out there to be found. It, you know, the folks that plug into what we do, they want to be out there to be the go-to person. So if people in their community have questions, they can answer them and they can help. And so it's really more about being an educator and being an advocate and putting yourself out there. That's truly what an expert is.
So you've written a book about, you know, to give yourself credibility when you're talking to a seller of a property.
Yes.
You also now have another book when you're talking with a new potential private lender that gives you credibility as a real estate investor to be trusted. So how powerful would you say it is in having someone having their own book to use as credibility?
Yeah. So great question. So it's very, very powerful. You know, I'll speak from my own example. You know, when I think about all the different ways that I have used my book to get a, you know, return on investment. You know, the first step I did when I got my book was I started giving it away. And a lot of times when people think book, they think sell the book. And, you know, sure, there's, you know, folks like, you know, Stephen King, I mean, you know, J.K. Rowling, they sell a lot of books and make money. But for me, you know, that would have been really, really short-sighted. I mean, I did put my book on Amazon and it did hit number one on a couple of bestseller lists. So, I mean, that was really cool. I do get some sales from it, but the biggest thing that I get as a home buyer, as a real estate investor, is it gives me three things. It gives me expert positioning in the minds of my prospect. It gives me the ability to walk into an appointment and be really pre-qualified because the prospect has already read and invested 4 or 5 hours learning about me and my story, and most importantly, things that are really important for them. And it's been an ultimate referral tool. You know, I didn't write a book, you know, to have something to sell. You know, I wrote the book in order to have something that, you know, sells me. And so I think that's a huge, huge difference. And, you know, I've been giving it away, and it's helped grow the business. And like I said, there's so many ways. You know, one of them is it's a referral tool. So, you know, it's just kind of common sense that if you give somebody a book, you know, they see it as valuable. It actually has valued it to us, whether they read it or not, because it's almost like having a bandit sign in their living room. Because when they get the book, they're not going to throw it away. So they keep it around. When they read the book, they get to be with us for, you know, 4 or 5 hours reading it, and we're not there. And the other thing is, like, when they're friends, whether their friend needs to sell their house or their friend is interested in doing something other than the stock market, you know, when somebody knows the person who wrote the book on a certain topic, it's just kind of human nature for them to say, hey, well, I know the guy who wrote the book on senior housing. Or I know the person who wrote the book on private money lending. Here's his book, you know, and they give it to them. And it's a really, really easy way to get referrals, but most importantly, you know, word of mouth. You know, right now we're, you know, and talking to, you know, hundreds and thousands of people, and the internet's an amazing tool, but nothing really replaces word of mouth. And I have not found anything that's been, you know, better when it comes to word of mouth and spreading that than a book. So it's been, and I'll give you another example. It used to be, we went to appointments to buy houses, and, you know, it, we were there, a bunch of other investors were there too. Kind of felt like we were a dime a dozen. You know, we were another investor in the stack. Now, when somebody calls our office, the first thing we do is we say, hey, do you have a copy of our book? And they're like, your book? Sometimes they know about it, sometimes they don't. We say, yeah, Max can come over, you know, and they book the appointment. Or I, if I talk to him, I book the appointment. And I say, but first we want you to read chapter 3 of the book. It teaches you how to sell your home, you know, pros and cons of each way. If you just still decide that you want to sell it after you read that chapter, you know, then just no, you know, no problem. If you decide you don't, just give us a call and we don't have to come over. And so we pay a courier to send it over to their house. So they're getting an autographed copy of our book before we even show up. They read chapter 3, but they also read the other chapters. You know, now they're curious. They're not getting a lot of autographed books from authors. We're educating them. The book is educational. It's answering the questions that they have, and they're having trouble getting the answers from somebody who's really objective. And so what it does, and the reason we're getting a lot of exclusive deals, is because the people that they called before us, they call them and say, hey, you don't need to come over anymore. The people that they were going to call after us that are in the big stack of mail, they don't call them, because why would they call anybody else when they have the person who wrote the book on this subject? And so it's a really, really big game changer as far as increasing conversions, because when we're walking in, we're already pre-sold. And now it's just sort of like taking the order and just working out the details of the closing and signing the paperwork. And so, I mean, yeah, it cost me a few bucks to send out these books and send a courier, but it's just so, so worth it. So that's some of the ways that we get business gains and how some of our students get gains from what we do.
Well, no doubt having your own book is hands down a powerful marketing tool for sure. But I can hear our viewers and listeners in their mind right now thinking to themselves, okay, I'm a real estate investor. How in the world am I supposed to write my own book? Like, how do they start?
Right. Well, the good news about that, Jay, is that if you're thinking that, or your audience is thinking that, imagine what your competition's thinking. You know, like they're thinking the exact same thing, which is a good thing, because traditionally, you know, writing a book did not have a very low barrier to entry. It was a pretty high bar that you had to clear. Now, we've made it easy for real estate investors. We think, you know, easier than anybody else ever has. But essentially, there's really two ways to do a book. And it's really kind of, the breakdown runs along the same lines as there's really two types of real estate investors that reach out to us. There's the DIY real estate investor and the ROI. So the DIY real estate investor, you know, those are the folks that like to roll up their sleeves. They invest a lot of their own time into the deals, you know, get their hands dirty. And, you know, there's a lot of trial and error with that method, and it takes a little longer to get your return on investment. But if you know, folks enjoy the process and they get satisfaction from that, then there's like nothing wrong with that at all. So that's the first kind of person that we help. And I'm going to share here in just a minute specifically how we help them. The second kind of investor that comes to our business, Deals Chasing You, is I call them the ROI real estate investor. So for them, it's just like time is money. They don't want to go to houses. They want to have, you know, their acquisitions team go to the house. They don't work on the rehabs themselves. They have teams to do that. And they really leverage a team on, you know, all aspects. And so they can focus on just locking down more deals and acquiring more, you know, money for their deals. So for the DIY real estate investor, we created the first of its kind. It's called the Real Estate Investor Book Writing Checklist. And so we sell this, but I'm offering it to your audience, a free copy. So you can go to the links that we'll have at the end and check it out. And this is a tremendous resource, because what it does is it breaks down, you know, how to pick an audience, how to speak specifically to your motivated sellers, how to structure a book, how to overcome writer's block. So if you're DIY for all areas of your business, you can plug into this book that we created that is specifically for real estate investors who want to write their own book to get more deals or dollars. That's what it is. And so we took all the learnings that, you know, took us hundreds and hundreds of hours to learn and provided a shortcut for you. So that's one way. And then the other way is we have some licensed content that we allow for some different niches. And for the ROI, we allow them to plug into our licensed content.
So you got the do-it-yourself people writing their own books, and then you got sort of done for you.
Yes.
Right? So you've got both ways. Well, Max, why don't you go ahead and tell everybody how you can help them?
Sure. Yeah. So just go find out about us. Just go to DealsChasingYou /Connor. And that's with an ER. And we've got a copy of the REI book writing checklist. They can check it out, get a free copy of it. And then we've got some links on the website. Once they do that, they can go into our portal and they can see what specifically what we're doing with the different niches. So yeah, it's just, you know, something to explore, something to check out. And you can get some value from this book. Like I said, we're offering it for free for a limited time. And so, yeah, check it out. And we got our contact info on there. If you have any questions about, you know, what it is that we do and if we can help you, we'd, you know, more than happy to answer any questions that you have.
For our folks that are listening on our on the podcast, you may be on Google Play or iTunes. Let me spell that website out for you. So it's www.dealschasingyou.com. That's D-E-A-L-S, deals, chasing, C-H-A-S-I-N-G-U-Y-O-U.com. And to get that checklist, is that a /Connor, C-O-N-N-E-R? Is that right, Max?
That's correct.
So again, let's put that site up, www.dealschasingyou.com/ my last name, Connor, C-O-N-N-E-R. Are there any other ways that a real estate investor can use this book to grow their business?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I had mentioned earlier about how, you know, this turned into a huge referral tool. You know, for me, it was just easy for people to, you know, connect me to other folks and kind of pass my book around. You know, another one that's really, really sort of like a little secret that people know who write books is speaking engagements. So there's groups of people that are over, you know, your ideal prospect, whether it's private money lenders or motivated sellers. And they're always looking for people to speak, whether it's virtual or live. And so shortly after I published my first book, I had a local church reach out to me. They had gotten the book from one of their congregation and said, "Hey, we got a copy of your book. Would you be interested in speaking at our church?" And I said, "Sure," you know, and I didn't have, you know, a presentation. I didn't have PowerPoint slides or anything. I basically, it was kind of a last minute thing. I just showed up to the church. I had a box of my books and I made sure that everybody got one. And I just, you know, basically held up, I got a copy of my book right here. I just held up my book and I just taught out of it. And I taught what I knew. And it was awesome because the folks were super engaged. You know, they were just like leaning forward in their seat. And afterwards they came up and told me how much they really appreciated me. And they asked about my services specifically and actually booked a couple appointments that night to go look at houses, which was, you know, awesome. And so, you know, I was really, really blown away that I had given them something that they really wanted. And, you know, it was just a small local church, you know, but to me, it felt like, you know, I headlined a big stage. I mean, I really wanted to do it again. And so, like I was saying, event organizers, you know, they're always looking for people to speak. And being a subject matter expert, being an author, makes it really, really easy for them to pick you. You know, I remember one time the organizer asked me what my fee was, and I was like stuttering. I didn't even know what to say. I was totally unexpected. And I was like, zero. And they're like, "Oh, okay, well, that's great." You know, cause we had a budget for a certain amount. And I was like, "Hey, wait a second." Thinking about it, I mean, honestly, I would pay to speak there. You know what I mean? Like when you get a recommendation from the pastor of the church saying, you know, Max is coming to teach about housing, everybody needs to show up. I had one church that printed out 2,000 like flyers and put it in their church bulletin, full color, 2,000, 2 weeks in a row. And I didn't pay for any of that. So that's a really big deal. And then the other thing is it's kind of interesting is celebrity. You know, I didn't write this book to be a celebrity. I'm happy just being a home buyer. You know, I buy houses here in, you know, Fort Worth and Dallas. And now I have a group of students that plug into our licensed content, but I didn't do any of this to become a celebrity, but it's just sort of part of it. When you write a book, people look at you like the other people they know who have written books, like, you know, Dave Ramsey, or like you said, Robert Kiyosaki, who I got to meet, you know, recently, and you know, Barbara Cochran and Oprah. I mean, these folks all have books, and it is no secret that being a celebrity or being seen as a celebrity, even a local celebrity, has a lot of power behind it, and folks trust you more. They look at you more as the doctor prescribing them the medicine instead of just a salesperson. And so I get folks all the time that ask for a copy of my autograph, and they get all excited. And it still sort of like bewilders me, or I just never get used to it. And I say, okay, well, here's what we'll do. As soon as you sign the contract over there, you give me your autograph, then I'll give you my autograph. And we all kind of have a little laugh. So it's been a really fun journey, and it's been a really different way to buy houses and raise more money for my deals.
Well, there you have it, folks. I know you're interested in learning about how to have your own book for your own credibility, for your own story. And you can get the checklist on how to do that yourself, or you can plug into Max and get it done for you. So that website, one more time, folks, is www.deals, D-E-A-L-S, DealsChasingYou, that's Y-O-U, DealsChasingYou.com/Connors, C-O-N-N-E-R. Max, it's been fantastic having you on the show. Parting comments before we wrap it up.
Yeah, just commend everybody for listening to you. Run a really great program, and we've gotten to spend some time together and see your operation, and it's first class all the way. So I just commend everybody listening to keep focusing on their education, and look forward to checking back in with you in the future and, you know, give you any sort of updates.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Max. There you have it, folks. Another episode of Real Estate Investing with Jay Connor. I'm Jay Connor, the Private Money Authority, wishing you all the best. Here's to taking your real estate investing business to the next level. And we'll see you on the next show.